The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Claes. The Gophers are 1-5 in conference play and 4-6 overall. Minnesota hosts Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN News. Coach, thank you for joining us today. And if you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. Again, played in a tougher environment on the road. A lot of fun with the atmosphere. Competed hard and thought our kids really played hard and give us a chance to win the quarter, and just came up a little short defensively. Make a few more plays in order to win that ball game, but same time, you know, Iowa offensively is playing awfully well right now. So it was a tremendous challenge. I thought our kids competed hard and were disappointed to lose the ball game, but not disappointed by it at all with the effort and how well they competed.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Bob Asmussen from Campaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, have you changed any of the things you guys do, like on Friday going into game week?
No, we have not. We've stuck with the same routine as far as the weekly schedule goes.
And what do you do, and why do you like what you do?
I think on Fridays, you know, you play all the different game times on Saturdays, and so, you know, I think then it's more mental, and we just do meetings and walk through. We really don't have a true practice.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio, Baltimore.
Hey, Coach, talk about Illinois. What do you see on film? They're a very good they played Ohio State pretty well last week. Yeah, except for giving up 28 points. But hey, what do you see on film for them, playing them this weekend?
Yeah, I think that they're a team that defensively they've improved as the years went on. And offensively, you know, Bill's always been able to put up numbers on offense with all the different personnel groupings they use. And he has a great football mind when it comes to the different formations and moving people around to take advantage of you on defense. So, you know, those two things with their stunning and blitzing defense will be a challenge for us on offense. And like I say, the way he uses his personnel on offense, we'll have to do a good job of adjusting and the kids communicating.
And talk about your team. I know you guys, you know, how's the team now since then? Are they gelling back together and everything looks just like normal, or do you see a change?
You know, I mean, we really haven't missed a beat. We've just had an awfully tough schedule. You know, we played three teams in the top 15, and they're all very good football teams, and we've competed hard and had opportunities to win in the fourth quarter, at least have opportunities to get to overtime, and so you know, we just got to keep working hard. Things will start to go our way.
Well, good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick from Omaha World Herald.
Head Coach Claes, it's nice to talk to you. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sure does.
Are you getting used to that yet or not?
Yeah, it's like I say, the football part of it's easy, and the kids have been great. It's you know, all the other things that you have to set a little time for
each. Do you think in the off season you're going to rearrange your duties? I mean, rearrange the way you handle things during the week and on game day, or do you think you're already settled into that?
Well, I'm pretty settled into it. You know, obviously each year during the off season we go out and study a couple different programs, the way they do things, and anytime we feel like if we find something that we can do that we feel like will make us better, make our kids better, is that we'll obviously consider them, and we're not afraid to try new. We visit people in the off season, but I don't expect any major changes.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tracy. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Coach, Shannon Brooks put in, you know, just another great performance this week, as he has, you know, for much of the season. Can you talk a little bit about what you've gotten from him and, you know, kind of what he showed you when you had to rely on him kind of as the workhorse this past week?
Yeah, you know, that really showed up. We had a scrimmage there. Shannon really did well, and so we knew that, you know, he would be able to handle the load. That's against our first team defense even. And he runs so hard, and he's got great vision. And the thing I like about him is if there's not a hole there, he's going to work hard and try to make a hole there. And then as it goes, he's shown the ability to catch the ball and make plays for us on the perimeter. And then obviously he did a great job with the pass, one of selling the runoff of it and then throwing a catchable ball out there. So we like to run the football, and we were banged up there with Rodney this last week, and so we had to rely on him a little bit more. So how well he's held up being a true freshman is really amazing.
Well, Coach, thank you. Oh, pardon me. One more question for you.
Okay.
And our next question comes from the line of Andy Greeter from St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time here today. When you look at bowl eligibility at six wins and the chance of maybe getting five wins and still being able to make a bowl, I'm sure you will take a bowl any way that it comes if that's the case. But what does that say kind of about college football in general?
I guess we'll cross that road when we get to it. You know, our whole thing is that it's important. We got a two-game season left, and we're going to concentrate on winning the last two. And so if it doesn't work out that way, then we'll cross that bridge when it comes. But we plan on playing well at home and protecting our home field and being 6-6.
Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.